The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line this morning, Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Joey, good morning. I'm doing great. I hope you're well.
I am wonderful. We got a lot to cover here. But first, before we jump into some of the issues that you guys are going to be tackling this week, Tucker Carlson last night showed some of the video surveillance from the January 6th. And he particularly spotlighted Jacob Chansley, the guy who's known as the QAnon Shaman. Based on the video, it's kind of interesting to see how the Capitol Police treated him. I mean, it's almost like they were giving him a tour of the Capitol. Did you happen to see that? And what's the response to some of the video that we're now able to get access to?
I've been looking through a number of them on social media this morning. I have not seen all of them, but it's no surprise. It's no surprise that the partisan January 6th committee was playing politics. They had a narrative, and they wanted to push that narrative. The fact that they were having hearings in prime time and using their budget to hire outside media companies to help make it as flashy as possible is everything you need to know. It's not serious. It was not serious legislating. It wasn't serious investigations. And it was partisan, and that's wrong. The American people deserve better. So what we're going to see now is we're going to see, Tucker Carlson obviously has a slant too, but we're going to get to see the other side of the story. And I guarantee you, it's just the beginning. We're going to be seeing a lot of things that we probably thought, but, we will see them firsthand, and the evidence will be made public. So that's exactly what needs to happen. Yeah.
So is there a chance that some of these charges might be reviewed? I mean, again, you watched the video from last night, and honestly, I mean, at every point in time, Jacob Chansley has at least two Capitol Police officers with him, and they're just, walking down the hall, taking selfies. At one point, they go up to one door into the Senate chamber. It's locked. They take him around the corner and find one that's unlocked and let him into the Senate chamber.
None of this is surprising. I think the people that are going to not be able to get out anything are the ones that violently attack people. Obviously, I've seen footage of individuals attacking law enforcement. I think those are the people that are still in trouble. But again, all these charges are going to be reviewed under federal law. All the charges that were previously filed, the individuals are entitled to every hour of that footage. And if they didn't get it, that's another problem. Anything that could be exculpatory, they're entitled to constitutional rights. So, I mean, you know, we will see some change come from this, I'm sure.
Yeah. The Senate recently passed a bill that will require the Biden administration to declassify all the information related to the origins of COVID-19. Looks like the House will be voting on that this week, too. Do you see any opposition to it from the Democrats?
It wouldn't surprise me if they voted against it. Obviously, they're going to try to hide behind some justification. But at the end of the day, the American people deserve to know what happened. There's a lot of different theories out there, but it seems the most compelling theory is that the Chinese were doing something they shouldn't have done, and they had an accident. I mean, that's assuming the best intentions from the Chinese. Worst intentions would be they crafted a global pandemic to create havoc in the global economy to try to get ahead. So we're going to figure it out. It's because we have subpoena powers, because we are in the majority now, we will actually do investigations. We will actually engage in oversight. The Democrats did nothing. They did nothing other than have hearings on diversity and inclusion for the last 4 years. So, we're going to actually do our job, and I'm looking forward to the next, really, 2 years. We're going to get to the bottom of everything we can.
Sure. Assuming the House passes it, does Joe Biden sign it? And will the federal agencies involved cooperate? I mean, is there a chance that they're going to play their games and not turn over the information that you guys need?
So it'll pass out of the House for sure. Whether there's enough Senate support is the next question. And then last but not least is whether the president signs it. But So what it does is it instructs the Director of National Intelligence to declassify everything. And I do not, I'm sure that they're going to not just, they will not play ball. I guarantee you if they do, if we do get to the point where it does become law, then there will be some moderated approach to actually complying with it. And then we'll have more fun hearings. And we're going to keep playing this game because we're trying to get to the bottom of things and they're trying to obstruct. So that's the next 2 years.
Yep. One final question on that topic. On our guest line this morning, Congressman William Timmons, let's assume that it does pass the House and the Senate, and it goes to Joe Biden, and he signs it. What happens if we determine that that the Wuhan lab theory is true, that they did, even if it's an accident, release this? What do we do then?
I mean, theoretically, the government of China is responsible for either intentionally or inadvertently causing a global pandemic, millions of lives lost. I guess we then have a fun conversation with China. We say, this is what we believe happened. This is what y'all did. And you are economically responsible for the most disastrous accident in the history of the world. I mean, you know, just think about what's going on in East Palestine. Norfolk Southern is responsible for making it right. It was an accident. They didn't mean to. But the company that was involved in the accident has to make it right. So yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Switching gears here for a minute. Also this week, you'll be voting on the Protecting Speech from Government Interference Act. Tell us about this bill and why it's important.
Well, again, we have because we have all the gaps, because we can investigate, we see what's going on. We see what's going on. And at the end of the day, we know now that the federal government, the DOJ, the FBI, that members of Congress were intentionally creating a narrative that the American people were expected to buy. And, I mean, look, they're abusing their power by censoring speech, and this is a great first step to holding them accountable. But it's going to take months and months and years to get to the bottom of all of the different nefarious things that are going on in the name of what they think is best for the American people. I was talking to somebody recently. I mean, they think they know what's best, and they think that's how they justify it. That's how the left justifies it. We're going to control what people hear. We're going to control what people can see because they don't know best, and that's not the American way, and we're going to put a stop to it.
Yeah. Also this week, we may finally see Joe Biden's budget. what do you expect we're going to see there?
We're going to see him blowing billions and billions of dollars on ridiculous diversity inclusion projects. That's what we're going to see. You know, I've been working on a bill to get to the bottom of PPP fraud. All we have to do is pass a law instructing the IRS to run a report to show people that didn't have any payroll taxes in 2019, but still got a PPP loan. That's that simple. It's just run a report. DOJ can't get it right now because of privacy law. So Congress passed the law. It's literally a 10-minute project to get to the bottom of all PPP fraud, most PPP fraud. You know what the president wants to do? He wants to spend $1.6 billion to hire new prosecutors, new investigators. I'm just like, just run a report. You can save $1.6 billion. Just run a report and get it to the DOJ. It's easy as that. And that's just one example of the way that the left is thinking about things. We need to spend more money. We need to hire more people. That's not the answer. The answer is to be smart and conserve our resources because we do not have the money that they want to keep spending.
It really is quite scary, and I've just read just a few of the reports of some of the these businesses, people who have taken advantage of it, even supposedly some foreign entities had gotten involved. But it's probably I was going to say it'll probably surprise us, probably not surprise us, at just how much fraud we have seen, billions of dollars going to people who should not have received it, right?
Joey, hundreds of billions of dollars. So on unemployment fraud, that number is estimated to be $400 billion. on PPP fraud, they have uncovered $5 billion, but they anticipate it's as high as $100 billion. $100 billion. It is insane to me that we allowed this to happen.
Yep.
The CARES Act was written very hurriedly, and we just needed to get the money out. But at the end of the day, we all know that 15 days, 2 weeks to slow the spread was a 2-year lie, and that the Democrats let no crisis go to waste, and they grew the government. They justified $7 trillion of unnecessary spending, and we're left to clean up the mess.
Yeah. And, you know, Congressman, we kind of knew this was going to happen because there's no way you spend that much money so quickly when you don't have the infrastructure and the systems in place to monitor it. You knew it was coming. My buddy Mike Gallagher, as he was preparing some of his information for to file his tax returns, he got a 1099 from New York State for his unemployment benefits that he received. It was like $8,000. Well, of course, he was never unemployed. He never received this, but somebody in New York State got $8,000 in the name of Mike Gallagher through some fraud program.
So it's there's stories where people stole tens of millions of dollars. I mean, it's $8,000 here and there does add up, but there's people that literally stole tens of millions of dollars and got away with it.
Yep, it is quite crazy. Congressman William Timmons, always a pleasure. Appreciate what you do. I'm going to let you get back to work, and we'll catch up again soon.
Great to be with you. Look forward to next time.
Sure thing.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.